Passage F. It was a beautiful October morning, still and fresh and almost unbelievably peaceful. But preparations for the day's work had begun already, full stop. We motored gently across to the other side of the harbour to take on a vast pile of ice which was shovelled below into the fishroom lockers. Full stop. I stayed well out of the way while this was going on. Full stop. The boat itself looked a picture, and there were also a surprising number of small craft lying at moorings, considering that the yachting season was over. Full stop. I climbed down the ladder to have a look at the engine. Full stop. Although anywhere else on the ship one merely heard a rumble, the engine room itself was very noisy, with a hot, oily smell. Full stop. It was like being in the driving cab of a heavy truck crawling its way up a steep hill in second gear. Full stop. We were soon out of the bay. Full stop. On deck once more, it was pure delight. The water sparkled in the morning sunlight, and the chilly wind, fresh from its passage over 3,000 miles of ocean, blew a few specks of spray over the side. Full stop. These little motor vessels, however, have a very determined way of moving through the water, and we seemed to be travelling at a tremendous speed. Full stop. Although, in fact, we could only steam at about 9 knots, and that was considered fast. Full stop. 2 o'clock found us miles from anywhere, with nothing in sight but a tanker far away to the south. Full stop. The skipper himself was now at the wheel, and was evidently preparing to shoot the trawl. Full stop. I watched his keen face, with its hundreds of little wrinkles, as he sent the ship slowly round and reduced speed until we were heading west. Full stop. The great net was gathered up, and the whole gear was bundled over the side and into the water, and we settled down to a 4-hour trawl. Full stop. The wind felt cold on deck, and I went thankfully below into the cabin, which was as snug as an oven. Full stop. The smell in the cabin was one I had never experienced, but I was too tired to mind it. Full stop. The coal used in the stove comes up with the fish in the trawl and goes straight into the coal bunker. Full stop. It burns with an atrocious scent which pervades the cabin, but they never bother to buy any other. Full stop.